Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article for Tuesday, the 22nd of October 2024 is the Dark Pictures Anthology, House of Ashes. The Dark Pictures Anthology, House of Ashes is a 2021 interactive drama and survival horror video game developed by Supermassive Games and published by Bandai Namco Entertainment. It is the third game of the first season of the Dark Pictures Anthology. The game features a multi-linear plot in which decisions can significantly alter the trajectory of the story and change the relationships between the five playable protagonists, some lead to their permanent deaths. House of Ashes is set during the 2003 invasion of Iraq and follows five characters, four Americans working for the U.S. Armed Forces and one Iraqi Republican Guard, who must escape from an underground Akkadian temple and survive the vampiric creatures that infest the area. Ashley Tisdale, who plays CIA operative Rachel King, was marketed as the game's leading actress. Jason Graves, a longtime collaborator with Supermassive for the series, composed the soundtrack during COVID-19 lockdowns in the United Kingdom. Reappearing in House of Ashes are staple mechanics of the Dark Pictures anthology, such as quick time events, QTEs, two single-player and two multiplayer modes, and collectibles that allow players to see visions of possible future events. New features include a more interactive camera system, a handheld light source for easier navigation, and three difficulty levels to manage QTEs. The films Aliens, Predator, and The Descent, as well as the H.P. Lovecraft novella At the Mountains of Madness and The Myth of the Curse of Akkad were the main influences for the game. The creatures were made using motion capture and hand animation, and the temple's design was inspired by ancient Mesopotamian architecture. Military specialists and Arabic speakers were consulted to ensure a faithful depiction of the war. House of Ashes was released for PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Windows, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X/S on the 22nd of October 2021, to mixed reviews. Several critics deemed it an improvement from the previous two installments in the anthology, and points of praise included the replay value, QTE intensity, cinematography, multiplayer modes, and likability of the Iraqi character. Critiques were directed towards the game's pacing, scare factor, facial animations, texture and animation glitches, and handling of the Iraq war. The fourth game in the series and the season 1 finale, The Devil in Me, was revealed in a teaser trailer at the end of House of Ashes and released on the 18th of November 2022. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1346 UTC on Tuesday, the 5th of November 2024. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for the Dark Pictures Anthology, House of Ashes. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday at masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Standard Nicole.